For the first time, an Israeli government has formally endorsed the Palestinians' right to statehood. Today, Israel's cabinet approved the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace. Now officials are considering the next step, maybe a summit meeting of the Israeli and Palestinian prime ministers and President Bush. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
After 6 hours of stormy debate, the cabinet voted 12-7 with 4 abstentions to adopt the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace. Israeli Foreign Minister Silvan Shalom said it was an important day for Israelis and Palestinians.
I hope that from now on we are facing a better future that will bring a glimmer of hope to both parties, to both sides, to both peoples.
Prime Minister Sharon had faced tough opposition from both his coalition partners and from hardliners within his own party, like Minister of Internal Security Uzi Landau.
The roadmap is not the prescription for peace, but rather for more terrorism. It is really not expressing the vision of President Bush, but rather the European political cynical interests. And I think that anyone here who wants really to have peace and wants to continue and combat terrorism cannot reward terrorism with this roadmap.
Palestinian officials welcomed the Israeli decision, but said Sharon will have to prove he is serious by fulfilling Israel's obligations under the roadmap. In the first stage, that calls for pulling Israeli troops back to where they were before the current violence began in September 2000 and dismantling unauthorized settlement outposts in the West Bank. Palestinians are supposed to crack down on terrorism and end incitement. Each side is also to issue a statement recognizing the other's right to an independent state within viable boundaries. Palestinian lawmaker Saab Erekat says the success of the plan depends on President Bush's willingness to push Israel.
So it's really up to President Bush tonight to demonstrate leadership by introducing timelines, mechanisms, implementations, and monitors, so both sides can carry out their commitment, because Palestinians and Israelis will believe it once they see it on the ground.
Within hours of the Israeli cabinet decision, Palestinians began questioning what Israel had actually agreed to. Finance Minister Benjamin Netanyahu got the cabinet to endorse a list of reservations about the roadmap. And the cabinet passed another resolution banning the right of return to Israel for Palestinian refugees. According to the roadmap, the right of return is one of the issues in the third and final stage of the roadmap's implementation. But for now, both sides are looking to the immediate future. Officials in Washington say President Bush would like to host an Israeli-Palestinian summit early next month. Sharon has objected to an international conference that includes the European Union and the United Nations, both sponsors of the roadmap. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.